Sirius Real Estate's plan to double its funds from operations will now take up to 5 years. We caught up with the CEO, Andrew Coombs, and he shared his take on the group's strategy going forward. Here's that conversation.
Whilst we are being patient in terms of the acquisitions we make, we've acquired over 100 million euros of property in the last 12 months. We're working harder on it, but we're not struggling to find property. If I can go back to 2014, at 2014, we were very much on a drive to increase the asset value of the company. We had 400 million euros of assets at that time. Today, we have 1.1 billion. Those 1.1 billion drive an FFO of about 50 million euros, and we pay 70% of that 50 million euros as dividend distribution to our shareholders. The strategy is now changing from increasing the gross asset value to a focus on getting to 100 million euros of FFO well in advance of getting as far as 2 billion euros of assets.
Right. Perhaps you could let us in on your views on the state of the German economy right now.
Yeah, so there's a lot of data that would suggest that there are some issues going forward with the German economy. We are not seeing any signs of that whatsoever on the ground, in our inquiry levels, or when we talk to people, with the exception of the automotive industry. What we are surprised at is that there are at least five or six issues in the future facing the automotive sector, and we don't seem to be seeing very many headlines about that at all. So we think the economy is strong, but we recognize that there are issues going forward in terms of the manufacture of German cars.
You know, speaking of headlines, Brexit has been one that's dominated headlines for the past couple of years or so. And when the, heating up and around the conversation of Brexit continued, a lot of people spoke about how they could start seeing a lot of, UK companies move to different parts of the region outside of the UK due to Brexit. And as a result, it might drive certain economies. And because you operate in Germany, are you seeing some increased demand as a result of Brexit? How are you reading some of the trends there when it comes to demand?
Look, we have seen some increase in some very specific areas, but the much, much bigger effect as a result of Brexit has been the amount of investment that would previously have gone into London and the UK that is simply being diverted across to Europe. And a lot of that investment is finding its way to Germany. If you look at, property and areas in across the world that are attracting investment, London used to be like number three or four. It's now sort of more than 20. Cities like Berlin, Frankfurt, Munich, have gone from sort of double-digit positions to positions three, four, five. The big effect has not been the demand on the ground. The big effect has been the investment that's coming into Germany as a result of Brexit.
Right. One of the asset managers I had a conversation with mentioned that you guys have a very unique business model, which he quite likes. When you look at that business model, where are you seeing demand when it comes to what you offer?
So that business model focuses really on three segments. Segments are offices, storage, and manufacturing. What we're seeing is we're seeing higher demand in terms of the offices. We're seeing improved demand in storage, but it's coming from domestic users. It's very much in the self-storage sector. And in terms of manufacturing, we're seeing a pretty level playing field. So I would say office is number one, and number two is storage, but it's coming from the domestic user rather than companies looking for storage.
Right. In the beginning of the interview, you spoke a little bit about, acquisitions. And when it comes to those, I mean, what would tick your box and your management's box when it comes to suitable acquisitions, that is?
So we're looking for acquisitions with opportunity. So typically what we're looking for is vacancy of 20 to 30%. We're looking for yields of somewhere between about 7.5% or better. What we're able to do is put LTVs in at 40%, and we're able to borrow money on 5 to 7 year terms at about 1.5%. So if you've got a yield of circa 8, 40% borrowing, and you've got interest rates all in at 1.5%, you can see you've got a huge opportunity to make double-digit returns, which is why Sirius in this year until March 19 was able to make a 19.3% total shareholder return, and it's why it is now the fourth year in a row that Sirius has managed to return in excess of 15% total shareholder return. So the dynamics we look for are opportunity.
Right. So going forward, what will you and your management be working on?
So we'll be working on three things. We'll be working on further asset recycling. So we've just recycled 140 million euros of assets for 168 million. So we will continue to do more of that. We will be looking for the acquisitions that I talked about there at sort of 7.5% or better. And what we'll also be focusing on is our organic growth program, where we take that vacancy and we're able to put CapEx into the vacant space and get a 30% return in terms of yield on cost once we've spent the CapEx, put customers in, and turned it into far more high-yielding space than it was before we invested that CapEx. So organic growth, acquisitions, and capital recycling.
That was CEO of Sirius Real Estate, Andrew Coombs.